Hi, this is Austin.
Hey, Austin. This is John with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. I was following up with you. I had received a request from our customer service department to reach out to you regarding your account.
Hey, man. I want to go ahead and just cancel that for now. I just, it's nothing you did. I just need to wait on that for a little bit. I know it's kind of time sensitive with the spot or whatever. But if I call you guys back and it's gone, so it is, so be it. But I just need to do that for the business right now.
I hear you. So I had actually tried already to process the cancellation, and then the same thing happened with the rep that spoke with you earlier. Like, they tried to process it, and it wasn't letting them. That's why they said that they would have me call you. And then I tried to process it. With our Google partnership, like, once you sign up with us and you sign your subscription terms, they actually, like, send a notification to Google that we'll be doing a Google Places placement for you. And then they immediately start sending out, like, Google verification form. They begin the process, right? That's why I was, like, trying to make sure you got your Google verification form and everything, and setting up your tracking system, your own username and password for your account dashboard. So pretty much once the subscription terms is signed, they don't allow us to, like, reverse the transaction. It's like you basically authorized it and said that you committed to a month of service. But it is month to month, and you can discontinue at any time. So you're not, like, binded to a contract or obligated to continue to work with us. Like, I could discontinue it. But if I cancel it now, then they're basically going to stop all the work on it, and then there's no opportunity to see return on investment from what you've spent. So that's kind of what I want to...
So, but here's the issue, though, is because it says that I could get a full refund on your website if I did it within 3 days, and this is same day.
Right, and that's usually for a contract, but this is a month-to-month no contract with a subscription terms. And then when you sign the subscription terms, if you go to your account, it's in the paperwork. If you go to settings, it says that you literally forfeit the right of rescission when you sign off on it and month-to-month. Because that way, they don't want to start working on it and start doing the processes, and then this happens, where it's like, okay, we started allotting resources into getting your business going, and then you backpedal, then we end up losing money, you know? So that literally, that's just a side effect of it being a month to month and not being like a 3, 6, or 12 month agreement. Cause obviously anything that's 3, 6, or 12 months, it's like a larger sum. And then you're supposed to have 3 days right of rescission by law for any kind of contract. So you could change your mind, basically. And so normally I don't even like anybody that says, hey, refund me. I usually just request the cancellation and send their money back. Like, I wouldn't even call you. I would have just issued the refund, but it literally doesn't let us process it on my end. Like, I would always side with you because we don't want to do all the work and then have you just leave after a month. You know what I mean? That's just like,
right.
why even start working on it or going through all these processes and communication if it's not, there's not a chance of it turning into a long-term business relationship with you. So usually I'm quick to be like, hey, if they don't want it, they don't want it. You know, we want somebody that wants to be up there and wants to grow their business with us.
Right. Okay. Well, that sucks, but I guess...
It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I mean, if you think about it from a return on investment perspective, $298 is what you invested today. It's going to be so easy to offset that cost once we have you up and running. I mean, that's like one new project.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I originally did it. But, man.
You'll still win. I don't understand where the negative, like, tone towards it is arising. What's going on? Is there something, like, going on outside of just, like, this?
Yeah, that's, like, what I'm saying, it's not anything that you guys did. It's just right now is not as good of a time as I thought it was going to be. Since we've gotten off the phone, just some things have
hopped up. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. So when you signed up, it was fine, and then some things started popping up, and you were like, okay, maybe I need to get this money. Yeah. No, yeah. I hear you.
But, I mean, you know, it's whatever, it's $300, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it might cause a temporary struggle. Hopefully it's not something, like, I don't have too much detail in it, but I hope it's not, I mean, if I could help you out as a human being,
we're not going to go out of business over $300. Yeah.
If you guys aren't eating tonight either, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no.
I got some money you can borrow. Oh, okay.
No, it's just...
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah. Like, if there's a temporary struggle, I mean, that's kind of common with most businesses. Some businesses aren't actually profitable as a company until they get themselves on the first page. So that's definitely something to take into consideration, that it's an investment in your business with a return. It's not like it's money burned in that regard. You know, it's actually something where, like I said, the first customer it brings in is going to offset the cost probably for a couple months at a time. And that was the goal. You know, at the end of the day, I wanted to put you in a position to where it wouldn't be financially taxing. You know, that was the whole reason why I had to, like, do the overrides on the pricing structure and get you that rate. Because if you go on our site, like, we don't even have anything advertised for that low. The essential package is usually $299 with a $299 setup fee. So it's like the combination of the discounts, me waiving the contracts on it, making it month to month, without any kind of long-term commitment. You know, that's the only reason that kind of put the nail in the coffin. And then obviously the signing of that subscription terms that's making it so I can't just reverse the invoice. If that makes sense.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So just from that perspective, though, but if you look at it from the other coin of why you originally signed up, you know, it's a good thing. Like, any business owner should put themselves in a position for people who are looking for what you do to be able to find you, you know?
Yeah. So I do have a question, though. Why is there a specific reason why you guys can't change the Google business listing that I have already?
Oh, we can. We just get access to it. That's what we want to do, Austin. You're actually not allowed to. You're not allowed to create duplicate listings.
Right. I was a little confused on that.
No, yeah. I don't know where you heard that, but yeah, you can't have like two listings with the same name, address, or phone number, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously why we set it up, and we go through making sure that there's no discrepancies. And if there's another one, we will update it, but we have to get access to the one that you already created. We're not going to create a whole nother one for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and you still maintain ownership and access to it. They're just going to send you a code so you add us as a manager to it. That way we can do Google's algorithm updates, and that'll actually, the algorithm updates combined with the keywords that you select in your client interview this afternoon are what's going to dictate you showing up on the first page.
All right.
And how you show up on the first page. But did they tell you, or did somebody tell you that you needed to create a duplicate, or we were going to create a duplicate?
No, I was looking at the emails that were coming in, and it seemed, I guess I was misunderstanding a couple of them. I got like 15 emails.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
A little bit of an exaggeration, but there's like six different emails within the span of like 30 minutes from when I signed up, so I didn't really...
Oh, yeah. I know. I remember when we were on the phone, there was kind of an issue with us getting like your Google verification form over and a few other things, and I kept pushing like... You know, I thought it was just like maybe the signal error when you were signing up with me. So I kept kind of like pushing. So you probably have duplicates of some of the emails from when you sign up, because I manually sent some, and then others are also designed to automatically get sent out when you sign up. So I think it kind of bombarded you with more information. But in your subscription terms, it clearly states we won't duplicate your Google business profile. I mean, nobody should. We actually ask that you don't add any additional services online without giving us a heads up, because the profile that we create for you, it's not just your Google business profile that we're hosting and putting on the first page, but Google wants consistency across all platforms for your business. So, like, we're creating a Bing listing, a Yelp listing, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. Obviously, we could see what you already have. We're not going to duplicate anything, but we'll go in there and fill the holes. So that way, you shouldn't need anything else, you know, unless you wanted to add, like, Facebook ads or Google ads or Google Guarantee. You know, that's something that we could do later down the line, but what I really wanted to do was get your foot in the door. We'll have you guys spend as little as possible to get it all done. Start generating some clients with this local listing. It might be all that you need as a long-term marketing solution, but if you do grow and get a couple of people to work with you and your brother, then, you know, we could absolutely advance you into doing other things like those Facebook ads. But if you do get a call from somebody offering marketing, you know, you want to politely decline, just let them know you're already working with Local Splash. And then, obviously, once we're up and running with everything, they shouldn't be calling you anyway. But we just want to avoid you getting any other, like, duplicate listings or paying any more money towards the marketing that you might not need to spend, you know? So. Sorry, I get long-winded sometimes. It's a lot of information. But your subscription terms is signed, like the Google verification form does need to be completed. You can actually access it through your tracking system. If you go here, let me send it to you. There's a tab in your profile, I was just on it right now, where they already got you a tracking phone number too. You opted into that?
No, I didn't ask for a tracking phone number. They just sent me that.
Really? Yeah, there's an 832-764-8433 tracking number. They already That's really fast. I can't believe they already gave you one, though. It's quick.
That was one of the things that was confusing me. We hadn't talked about a new phone number. I thought we were using mine on the profile.
Yeah. Well, that's optional. It's not something that you have to have. They can have it removed. But they already picked one up for you, like, as if you wanted it. And they had it on there. I mean, it does help in the sense of, like, it forwards to your phone in real time. But it'll actually, if people dial that, it'll say on your caller ID, like, potential lead or Google lead on the tracking number. So that way it'll be easy to tell, like, hey, this is a work call versus an actual, or, like, not an actual, but, like, a personal call. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, total sense to me. I get it. I understand why you do that.
Yeah,
but
I can remove it.
Okay. So I will make that removed.
Yeah, we got you. We'll only have your number up there, so 832-257-5593. That's how I had it set up, but if you go to your account dashboard and you go to business info, all this stuff is accessible to you. Like, we keep you in the loop. We're not, like, going it behind your back doing any kind of marketing. We're very open and want you to be able to see exactly what we're bringing to the table and the work that we're doing for your business. So that way you know you're not wasting your marketing budget.
Right.
Yeah. So if you go to that tracking system, though, and you hit business info, it'll have all those forms there and it'll have all the information there. Obviously, I'm going to delete it right now, but you could also manually delete things, too, and that'll automatically update to your Google business profile in real time. So if you ever want to make changes, you could do it there, or you could just call in, and we could make the change to it as well. But at the bottom of this form, it says business documents needed to complete your Google verification. It's asking for, like, license, registration, or other documents. I know Texas is pretty lenient. But they do want you to try to send in what you do have so we could still process the verification for you and get you your badge and check mark. It'll say Google verified on your listing.
Right.
I know it seems like a lot. Right now, all you really got to focus on is, like, the client interview. You've already done the subscription terms, and then you could always fill out the Google verification form over the weekend. That was the original plan.
Yeah. Cool. If you got that tracking number, if you can get that off.
Oh, yeah. I already told them to take it off right now.
All right.
Yeah, that's an easy fix.
Cool. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens then.
Okay. But client interview. We have the client interview still scheduled between 5 and 6 with my representative.
Yeah, I have it in my schedule.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so they'll still contact you for that. I'm going to leave it at the same time. Just because that's our last time slot for today going into the weekend. So I want to make sure we get that knocked out and then work on the verification form. I did send you my direct number and extension. Next time, if like you want something done quickly, I'm one of the directors here. So feel free to call me direct. You don't always have to go through customer service, but if you do hit extension one, there is 24/7 customer service. So we always have reps available to you, like Alberto that you talked to.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. Well, again, sorry about that. I know you're kind of in a jam right now, but hindsight's 2020. I promise you, you know, 2-3 months from now, you're going to be looking back really happy that you signed up with us today.
All right. Sounds good, brother.
All right, Austin. You have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you at 5. Oh, what was that?
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later. Nope. I'm just saying I'll talk to you later.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.